USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported over the weekend a Navy nuclear engineer and his Virginia schoolteacher wife have been charged with trying to sell American nuclear-powered submarine secrets to a foreign government, but it turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Jonathan Tebbe and his wife Diana are scheduled to appear in federal court Tuesday morning in Martinsburg, West Virginia. The United States is the single largest humanitarian donor in Afghanistan, provided nearly $330 million this year alone. It was announced over the weekend the United States will send more money in the form of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan's Taliban leaders. Donations account for more than 90% of the Afghan national budget. The Southern California coastal areas near Huntington Beach, California will reopen Monday as cleanup efforts continue from the oil spill October 2nd. Over 1,400 cleanup workers have restored the beaches. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States is pushing a universal corporate tax level with many countries. In theory, the higher tax would keep corporations from jumping countries because the tax would be the same. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Congress will likely approve a bill to implement the global corporate minimum tax that was agreed to by more than 130 countries last week.
I am confident that what we need to do to come into compliance with the minimum tax will be included in a reconciliation package.
Yellen appearing on ABC's This Week.
I hope that it will be passed and we will be able to reassure the world that the United States will do its part.
The countries on Friday agreed to set a minimum global tax rate of 15% for big corporations and made it harder for such businesses to avoid taxation. The plan was endorsed by President Joe Biden, who praised the move in a statement released by the White House.
Thank you, Jeremy. USA Radio News.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
An Alamo, Georgia man is accused of gunning down a Georgia police officer during his first shift with the department, was ambushed in retaliation for the officer's arrest of a friend hours earlier. 43-year-old Damian Anthony Ferguson has been charged with murder in the shooting death of Officer Dylan Harrison outside the Alamo Police Department early Saturday. The officer's brother, David Harrison, on Fox News, tries to make sense of this hateful crime.
Yeah, he's going on his seventh year in law enforcement. He was a full-time agent with the Oklahoma Drug Task Force, located here in Middle Georgia. Like I said, he had picked up part-time with the Alamo Police Department trying to make some extra cash. There's no words to bring her husband back, bring my brother back, bring my parents' son back. His little boy, Brody, will never know his dad. He looks at me and sees the resemblance of me and Dylan, and his eyes light up, and it just hurts to think that he'll never get to see him again. He had a passion for it, and what I've been telling everyone is from the time he turned 16 years old, and instead of doing like his older brother did, which was hitting the town, riding around with my friends, he went and volunteered at the fire department here in Dudley, where we grew up, and he would sit up at night waiting for his radio to go off so that he could respond to a call of an accident, a fire, no matter what it was, he was going to respond to it. Just the last 10 years, he's dedicated his life to serving the public, and he did it so selflessly.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.